This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
A good handy tip. They have this list. I thought I would share with you one of the things on this list. 50 hidden things that might be keeping you fat.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's interesting.
One of them was like if you don't take the stairs. Another one was if you're always buying ice cream.
Yes, if you keep your favorite ice cream in the house, that may keep you large. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of us, because we, you know, I did go to journalism school. But a lot of us who didn't, I think we'd be like, well, didn't we already know that? I mean, wouldn't that be something, the fact that I'm shoveling ice cream, rapid fire, and I keep replenishing the ice cream?
Right. Well, yeah, but we've never had it on a handy-dandy compiled list before, so here it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so look out for that. That would be a hidden, that's a hidden thing that, like, the calories sometimes can come from ice cream. So back off. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of weight issues, and look, we are all struggling, pretty much all of us, at some point.
Do you struggle?
I watch what I eat.
Okay.
So it's an ongoing struggle.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I have to say no.
Because you say you have a slow metabolism.
Oh, totally. And, okay. I'm just waiting to, I'm waiting for it. So I'm constantly engaged in that. But so it's like everybody in the office is always talking about that stuff.
Right.
I go to our little tiny kitchenette thing. Yesterday it was Thin Mints. And then they had a, like a, what do you call it? What that spread?
Not like Nutella
spread.
Okay, yeah.
Out on the counter. So is somebody... Is that what's going on, you guys?
What?
Because they're all talking about losing weight and going to the kitchenette, and then there's
all the
half a box of Thin Mints, and then the Nutella thing next
there's
to it with a knife.
There's always something in that little kitchenette. I walk past it, I won't even look in there because there's always
somebody spreading Nutella on Thin Mints,
and then complaining
and then
about
we're like,
their
I
weight.
I don't understand what the cowards are. If you look at the calendar, we're in between Palm Sunday and Easter and Good Friday. Coming up in a couple days, too. But one thing I love about the Palm Sunday story is the donkey. I love that.
You
think? Well, just think about an animal that's got nothing going for it. Nothing. It can't, even the noise it makes is obnoxious. You know, it smells. Its teeth are funny. Its ears stick out the wrong directions. It doesn't look good like a horse. There's nothing regal about it. It isn't even known for having good character. Like everything about a donkey is offensive to people. And when Jesus enters the picture, now this donkey's walking into town and people are laying down palms on the ground. I mean, from the donkey's perspective, he doesn't know what's going on, but that's not what he's used to. And I do take that personally as somebody who, truth be told, if you knew my inner character, you knew the things I thought, stuff, the way I am, it might be repugnant to you. I don't know. I think it would. But when Jesus enters the picture, well, that changes everything. Sports. Everybody loves sports. Sports are huge. People buy sports things. That's why I thought I would talk about sports here for a little bit, be relevant. So interesting. If you fill out a bracket, which I did, I'm not gambling money here, all right, so don't hear about it.
Yeah.
Preempt all those complaints.
It's just fun around the office.
Yeah. And you know, I fill it out. It took some time. I am at the 36th percentile nationwide.
Which means?
I am doing better than 35% of the entire United States of America.
That's not a good statistic, is it?
That is amazing. Think about, if, I mean, if you picture a map of the U.S.
Right.
Like, that's a third of the U.S. Color that all.
And you're doing better
certain,
than.
I'm doing better than that huge chunk of the U.S.
Doesn't
I'm at the
sound
36th
like a good statistic.
Percentile. And out of the 21 people in my group here at the office, I am 18th.
Oh, wow. That,
so there are three people that I am crushing like a tin can. So,
thank goodness you took the time to fill it out.
Yeah, thanks. Good Friday is coming up. It is the answer to a lot of questions. Talked about a couple of them yesterday. Here's a, here's another question that Good Friday answers, and it's a good question. How much do I mean to God? How much do you mean to him? I mean, what are we? Just little vapors, scraps of life. We're made out of dust. And how much do we mean to him? Well, Good Friday is the answer to that, too.
So yesterday in the studio, you came in, you had a box of wheat thins that you... Found them in the kitchen. And you said to me, specifically, I'll tell you what we're not going to do, Sherry. We're not going to eat this whole box of wheat thins.
Right. That's what I announced. I walked into the studio. That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to eat this whole box. Because that would demonstrate a lack of...
Discipline. Yes. So then you put two or three down for me on a little piece of paper, like preschool.
Little serving size.
And then you proceeded to...
I ate the entire box of Wheat Thins, and I apologize. I didn't even realize I was doing it. That's the weird thing about Wheat Thins, specifically.
What? Specifically Wheat Thins?
Like, there's something about it. Like, if I have a... I wasn't even that hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I got hungrier.
Right.
Like, I'm eating. It's not even, like, neutral. It's like it makes me hungrier and hungrier.
More and more.
I started off just kind of...
I saw you, and I didn't know whether to bring it up because it was contrary to your original declaration. So I didn't know how to say, hey, you want to slow down on the wheat thins?
Just shoving handfuls into my face. I'm not even hungry. That is a wheat thins thing. It does not satisfy. Wow, I don't know if you saw this. A huge research arm of the British government has introduced this vessel. They've been making this giant ship. And it's a $220 million, almost a quarter of a $1 billion research ship. Very impressive looking, very large.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big news. They didn't know what to name it, like which explorer should we name it after?
Okay.
There's many explorers in history. They didn't know which ones. They left it up to the internet to decide.
Of course, why wouldn't you?
So people voted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the winning name for this $220 research ship is Bodie McBoatface.
Thank you, internet.
They should not. You guys, I mean, how many of us could have seen that coming? Bodie McBoatface, and it wasn't even close. So now this ship, according to the rules, has to be called Bodie McBoatface. Hey, I bet you're the person, producer Sherry is the person here that could answer this question for me. What is South by Southwest?
South by Southwest. Do you mean like it's the convention or?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's down in Austin, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's music and I think it's new technology that has to do with music. It's very popular, but I wouldn't be able to.
Have you been invited to it?
I have not been invited to
either.
I don't know that they give out invitations.
Well, all these cool people. It's like the coolest of the cool.
Yes.
And they all get together, but I'm not quite sure what the thing is, except we're cool.
Maybe if we were cool, we would know.
I know. I've always felt that way. It's always been the thing. Maybe if I was cool, I would know.
But I'm not.
You guys are doing stuff over there, and I have no idea what's going on. But maybe if I was cool, I'd know.
Right.
And I'm not, and so I don't.
Welcome, Misfits.
Thank you. I have a lot of songs on this station about forgiveness, and it's a wonderful thing to talk about. It's so hard to do. You know what, though? I was reading where Jesus would look at a crowd. So this is a smattering of people, maybe thousands of people, hundreds, maybe thousands. And he'd look on a crowd with compassion. And there had to be people in that crowd that were obnoxious and thought the wrong things or were just plain wrong about everything. And he still looked at them and he loved them. It's almost suggestive to me that maybe if I'm going to follow Jesus, forgiveness becomes less of an event than it is a lifestyle. Like I go into this situation knowing I'm always going to face whatever crowd that I'm facing in life, all the different people I'm interfacing with, they're going to be people that are hard to take. I just have to expect it. So again, it becomes like this daily thing where I have to remind myself who I am, who God is, what he's done for me, and then go into the world like that so that I can look at a crowd or look at people online or people I'm interacting with and have compassion on them. I hope that makes sense. It's more of a lifestyle. This is so good. We have a sci-fi question for you here. We love sci-fi questions because it clarifies our values and it makes us think about stuff. So imagine you're on another planet and it's awesome and there's an alien that's going to make you a deal, an alien robot. And by alien robot, I want you to picture like a washing machine that has like ductwork coming out of it, that kind of robot.
And this is who we're going to be talking to?
Yeah.
Great.
And he's got a deal for you, and it's awesome, and I'm going to ask it of Cindy here first.
Oh, dear.
Hang on. An alien has 10 points he's going to give you. You can apportion them as you like for two categories. One is physical attractiveness, and one is intelligence. You can be a 10 in one or the other categories. You could be a 5 and a 5 and be average at both. You could be in a 3 and a 7, a 2 and an 8. It's up to you. What do you do with your 10 points?
Dude, I dump it all in intelligence.
Interesting.
Oh, all of it?
Yes.
All in. You want to be a 0 and a 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I like that. That's my thinking, too. I would go all the way one or the other. Probably the intelligence one, but if it was the other, that's fine. Well, I want it all. I want one thing to be incredible.
Oh, you don't want to just have half and half there. No,
I want to be dumb as a doorknob and really, really ripped.
Or conversely.
Right.
See, that's the thing. I want to be all in. And, I mean, physical attractiveness, I think, goes away after a while, especially with age.
Yep.
So, I would rather put that 10, invest that 10 in intelligence.
We were just talking to Cindy on the phone. Sounded weird. I don't know where you are. Where are you right now?
I am on the bus right now.
You're on the bus?
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
It's work.
Okay.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah. So then.
Do you know what the wheels on the bus do? Oh, I learned this.
What?
No, Brent. I don't know. Tell me.
They go round and round.
You're kidding me.
And do you know where?
Go ahead.
All around the whole town, Cindy. You've heard us talking about MediShare. We're so thankful for them. Here is the info. If you want to contact them and find out about how you can maybe save a ton of money when it comes to your health bills, you share it with other people. It's really remarkable. But anyway, here's how you can find out about it.
You can look them up online at biblicalhealthcare.com or you can call 855-772-5699.
This is worth saying a lot, so we'll try to do a better job of it. But hey, if you're not somebody who's a Christian or you wouldn't classify yourself that way, please know that we totally welcome you here, and we'd be happy to be friends. Please don't think that's one of those deals, because some people come along. That may seem obvious to you, but some people come along, and they'll flip through the channels, and they go, oh, I like this station, but I'm not sure. It sounds like I don't belong here. And we want you to know that you do. The other thing you should know, because people get the wrong impression, again, based on maybe interactions they've had in the past, it's not our goal to change you. It's really not. Or to make you a better moral person. No interest. It is our goal to show you the way Jesus actually is and how wonderful the good news actually is, so that if you decide to walk away from him, it's not a cartoon version you're walking away, but it's real. And he gives you the freedom to do it. He gives all of us the freedom to do it. By the same token, we don't have to work to change you, because we can't even change ourselves very well. We have to leave that to God, too. And over time, as we humble ourselves, we've seen change happen. But it's not one of those things you can just manhandle and just go, well, I'm just doing it. Because that only lasts for a little bit. It's got to be something that happens spiritually. So that's where we're coming from. And we just want you to know that you are totally welcome here. And thanks for being here. Sci-fi question for you. This is a good one. You can share it with your friends. Share it with your coworkers, fellow students, whomever.
Everybody.
Share it on LinkedIn.
Sure.
MySpace.
Right.
AOL.
You like this question.
Computer.
You'd like to let everybody
know. You can share it with people however you feel.
Right.
All right. You ready for this, Rachel?
Okay.
What if you landed on an awesome other planet and you were greeted by an amazing, just beautiful planet, but an alien has a card table set up, and you walk over to it, and he's making deals. And here's the deal. You have 10 points, he says, that you can apportion however you want for two categories. One is physical attractiveness, and one is intelligence. Mm-hmm. How do you want to use your 10 points? You can be a 10 physically and a 0 intelligence-wise, or a 10 intelligence-wise and a 0, or a 5 and a 5.
Great question.
Thanks. I came up with this myself.
Well done,
Rachel.
Okay.
So what would you choose? How do you want to use your points? He wants to know.
I would probably go 7 intelligence and 3 attractive.
Interesting.
Wow.
Why do you say that?
Well, I guess if you have more intelligence, then you'd be helpful to solve problems and cure diseases and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see attractiveness as being that important, but I wouldn't want to be too hideous.
Okay. So a 3 gets you out of the hideous category.
I'm not sure a 7 gets you to the healing diseases thing, though. That's my only concern.
Might want to go up to an 8 on that at least.
You said 8 and 2? Is that what you said?
8 or 2 or 7 and 3. Like, I got to be able to look myself in the mirror and be okay with that, yeah, on some level. But I would want more intelligence.
My wife went with 4 intelligence and 6 attractiveness.
That's amazing.
I was kind of surprised.
Okay.
And I was impressed.
because
I think, well, she was just kind of saying at this point of life that she's fine with just getting basic stuff done. She wouldn't mind just looking great.
So 4 allows me to still run the household as much as you need to, take care of the kids.
That's what she said. Just kind of, help the kids from a distance.
Yeah, you're empty nesters. Yeah. Why not a 4?
So, might as well. I'm like, we won't watch the same shows anymore. Guilt is such a big issue, and Good Friday brings a lot of it to the fore. Like, for some people, I think that's, if they're raised a certain way, maybe you're raised this way, the whole Christian thing is a guilt thing. And you feel like you're supposed to feel guilty or you're doing something wrong. So you get tired of that and you just run away. And I understand it, but I'm so thankful that that is not the actual truth about what happened on Good Friday. He covers our guilt. Like, that, yeah, that was supposed to be me. He took our punishment for us. He took our guilt on him so that we can be done with it. It's not about feeling guilty all the time. It's about taking guilt back to that point, that cross, and saying it was paid for. So I don't have to live under it anymore. Otherwise, you know what? This is just psychology. Like, they'll teach you this in college in a different way. But like, otherwise you're reacting to guilt the rest of your life in a million different ways. You either deal with it or you try to deal with it the rest of your life in a way you don't understand. It comes out in so many ways, and it can come out as rebellion against God because you're ashamed. Instead of saying, I know what I did, please cover me, but you'll run away. And God's saying, look, I've got a robe to cover your shame, and it's beautiful. If you go to a restaurant, they say it is a good preemptive caloric measure, like to cut down on calories, mm-hmm. to pick a table that's near the window. You want to sit by the window because you're much more likely, if you're not, according to this, substantially more likely, 80% more likely to order dessert if you don't sit by the window. Huh. I cannot fathom for the life of me what difference that would make.
You're sitting by the window and now you're like, no, I don't want dessert. You're not by the window and you're like, yeah, I'll take the chocolate molten cake.
So if I'm sitting away from the window, I'm like, no one's going to see this. But if I'm by the window,
you see people.
I'm like, well, I want to set an example. Look at these folks are struggling out there. I need to set an example so that when they come by the window,
they know.
They will see and be awed by mm-hmm. my self-discipline.
Okay, maybe.
I guess, see, I'm not normal. I know that. I'm not a neurotypical. This is what you guys are thinking, I guess.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.